Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Reviews from the Clubhouse, as always brought to you by Clubhouse Films. We are your hosts, Chance McDuffie and
Logan Solana.
I'm Jesus, man. Today. How long? It's been so fucking long since we've had you on the show. Where have you been?
Terrible.
Traveling the world?
Yep.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. See any like camels or anything cool like that?
No camels, but a lot of camel toes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sorry. I had to do it.
I wasn't ready for that one. I can tell you that much.
Hit you with the camel toe. Ba-boom.
All right, the goddamn Mando is back, and he's, you know.
Goddamn Mando.
He's as bad as ever. So, Jon Favreau, episode one of season two.
Yeah.
He actually directed this one. He didn't direct any episodes in the first season.
Really? I thought he did.
Nah.
No, oh, wow.
He's busy with Lion King. Huh. He wrote, he's written all three episodes so far. I know he wrote the pilot and maybe the second episode of season one.
Right.
But he didn't write all of them.
Guys, don't forget to follow us on social media.
Oh, yeah.
And this is our first ever TV show that we reviewed.
It is.
It's
episodic,
crazy, right?
TV, yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to get caught up. So look, Mando's back. He's looking for other Mandalorians so he can find, you know, Baby Yoda's people, find where he comes from.
Baby Yoda. I love that we're even calling him that.
It's your typical, you know, like he goes to a place and he kind of helps these two warring factors, you know, like come together to defeat a common enemy, which is this huge crate dragon.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool to see a crate dragon.
We
saw the bones of a crate dragon in the first
episode four.
Yeah, right. when R2 and 3PO are kind of just wandering around in the desert, Tatooine. So now he's on Tatooine, you know what I mean? And that rhymed. He gets word that there's a Mandalorian hiding out on Tatooine. So he goes there, and then we meet the Marshal.
Oh, but little does he know, there ain't no Mando.
Meet the Marshal, played by Timothy Olyphant, and he plays, you know, the same character he's played in Deadwood
and everything.
And
yep.
Justified and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. But I love it.
Yeah, he's great.
Fun. When we first see him in the armor, how it looks like it's like ill fitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looks so skinny.
I'm like, that's not fucking Boba Fett.
Yeah.
And we immediately set the stakes. Like, the Marshal's no badass. He's like, oh, so we're just going to do this right here in front of the kid and blah, blah, blah. And they stand up. That moment was just so, my heart was racing. I'm like, are they going to fucking shoot? Because I'm like, he's got the Beskar too. So,
is it Beskar that he's got?
Yeah. Beskar is the best car.
So I don't know if I love.
How do you feel about the episode? How do you feel about the fan service? Like,
as in what? Just like his armor and stuff. Or?
Sometimes Star Wars galaxy feels so small. Like, what are the odds that the Marshal's speeder is made out of
Anakin's pod racer
part?
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous.
I mean, it's cool.
It's definitely cool.
It's cool. I mean. I don't know. I'm not going to say it's cool, but...
Oh, I'll say it. It's cool. I freaked out. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, but sometimes it could be a little bit too on the nose.
Yeah. Hindsight is 20/20, and yes, it is.
I'm just like, a little, cool. We get it. It's Tatooine.
Right.
This is where Anakin's from.
Unless this planet is literally the size of the moon, and it's so small.
Don't you love how Star Wars planets have one ecosystem for the entire planet?
For the most part,
it's either a desert planet, like an entire desert planet, an entire, like, forest planet.
And that's where the most people seem to live.
An entire lava planet.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's strange. They would all look the same. Like, here on Earth, we all look different depending on where we sit geographically.
Mm-hmm.
But there, if it's just all one place, I don't know. I'm thinking too much into this.
Yeah. Greater people than us have tried to figure this out.
Baby Yoda and Mando, they're in their prime. I love in the beginning when he ties that guy up. He's like, you promised you wouldn't kill me. Like, I promised you wouldn't die by my hand. And, like, eat him alive.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Those Jawas. No, they weren't Jawas. No.
When I saw their eyes, I was like, oh, they're Jawas.
Yeah.
But they're not.
Right.
I guess.
Some kind of animal. It feels like it bounces around a lot. And, like, from planet to planet, which is good because it does help make the Star Wars universe feel bigger. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I was afraid of, that they were just going to stay in one place all the time and never go anywhere else. But I'm happy that they're going places, I guess. But it feels so, like, typical.
Yeah, it does. It was cool to be back in the world.
Yeah, for sure.
Uh, But it did kind of feel like just an episodic episode. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say it was filler. I mean, we did get Tamara Morrison at the end, you know, Boba Fett. So
yeah.
When he got that intel and she said there's a Mandalorian on Tatooine, do you think she was talking about the Marshal or was she talking about Boba Fett?
It's a good question. That's a great question. I don't know. I would assume she's talking about the sheriff because only she knows what the armor looks like. And not like, because no one's seen a Mandalorian without their helmet on for the most part, right?
Well, not true. Because we know that from episode 3.
But Chance, we haven't even seen episode 3 yet. It hasn't even come out
yet. I'm a fifth dimensional being. Okay. Time is not linear. Time is a construct.
All right.
All right. How long did the Marshal have this armor? Because, I mean, he's fucking flying around right. And, like, he knows how to use it.
It's also missing pieces, too. Like, he's only got the chest piece, pads, and the helmet.
Boba Fett was wearing it when he was in that butthole in the sand.
It's true. And how did he lose it? We don't even know that.
He got out, and then somehow the Jawas got that armor off of him.
Right. At least that's what...
His face is all scarred up. Yeah. So, I mean, who's to say he hasn't always had those scars? So, I mean, we've only seen his face as a child and then now.
And what the fuck is he doing? He's just walking around.
There's a big dent in the forehead of his helmet, so maybe he's like got amnesia or something.
God, if they do that.
Amnesia.
Because what's the point of having him in this show? Like, is he going to play a big...
Because he's getting a spinoff show.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's in development right now.
Huh. He's super old, though.
I don't know if it's going to be him playing. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, he's in a suit.
Yeah.
It's not Pedro Pascal.
Right. Which is depressing. It's not him.
I'm pretty sure I said this before, but like I've seen a picture of him in the recording studio and he's like doing his lines and he's got like a pillow.
The pillow, yeah. Why can't Pedro Pascal be in the suit?
I mean, I know that for season 1 he was working on a play on Broadway. So he was like rehearsing for that while they were shooting the Mando. So they just had him come in and do his lines in a recording booth. But
it's pretty shitty.
That, from what I understand, was scheduling. So I don't know. But
what do we even want to say about this episode?
Did you like the episode?
I guess, yeah, I did really like it. I thought the visuals were really cool. There was only like one major thing I didn't like it, and we talked about this off the air, but it was like when they're on those fucking speeders. Mm-hmm. Like, when they film it, they're stationary, right? So they try to build the illusion that they're actually moving. But the problem is like they're talking to each other and they're talking and just like, hey, how's it going? Oh, it's pretty good. Yeah, we've been living here for so long. Yeah, it's crazy. They're not yelling when they should be because they're going like 90 miles an hour.
I think it gave the scene a little bit more. It made it more compelling to me. I don't want to see two people yelling at each other on like speeder bikes.
I probably would have been fine if they weren't yelling, but I could have used more like noises like of them like passing stuff and like definitely more like wind in their hair and like movement of their clothes. Like give like, it feels like, you know how they used to shoot like driving scenes back in the 50s, how it would be just a motion projector of a road going behind them. That's what it felt like. And that really irked me.
But think about how much of a nightmare that would be. You had those fans blowing and stuff. You would have to go back and do ADR and the delivery of those lines. It would be a nightmare to have to like go back and
but that's
like
how they do
actually
it, though.
Dub it. For a TV show though, when you're in like a such a tight, I mean you're shooting like
it depends
fucking
on
10 pages a day.
It would depend on
and you're
what
moving
the show
very
is.
Quickly. Yeah. So I mean I get it. I get what you're saying, but I also get
the
why they
kind of
chose it that way. But I mean it didn't bother me the first time I watched it, but I did watch it again and I was like his hair's like not moving at all. Yeah. But I mean
but don't get me wrong, the production value for the rest of it, like when that fucking crate dragon comes out of the ground and we see it.
And it eats that one
amazing.
Guy.
Amazing.
It eats the guy, but it doesn't eat the, what is that, Wampa? Those big ass fucking.
No, that's the snow thing.
Mammoths. Are you sure?
Yeah. What are those called? I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it looks cool. And like it's cool that we see like Tusken Raiders.
That thing can
like
move
that.
Pretty quickly.
It really can.
Like
it?
When they blew it up and it just went in the ground.
So
and
what's
it, came
it doing?
That.
Is it eating this like the dirt underneath as it's going? We're thinking way too much into it.
I don't know.
But you know what I mean? It's not
and it
air.
It spits acid.
Yeah.
It's wild.
So maybe
it makes the same noise that Obi-Wan used to scare those Tuskens.
Does it really?
It's like. It comes out of the
I never.
when they attack Luke in episode 4.
I didn't put 2 and 2 together.
Yeah.
No, it's really cool. The Tusken Raiders speak like sign language.
Yeah.
Which is cool, which is actual sign language.
I liked seeing more about the Tuskens. He's like,
me
yeah.
too.
He said that these people are brutal, but they keep to their word, you know.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Because, like, are Tusken Raiders like the natives to this land?
Yes.
Okay.
They've survived in the, like, they're brutal, but so is the Dune Sea. They've survived in these lands for thousands of years. I want to know what a Tusken Raider looks like.
That's what I was going to say. I really want to know. Because, like, is that their face? But it can't be,
no,
right?
No, it's a mask. Yeah. For sure. But.
Who knows?
I mean, they cover themselves to protect themselves from the.
From the sun, I would assume.
Yeah. So what do they look like, though? Because right. humans don't have to, like, cover themselves to that extent. Although, they're not out there all day, every day. But, curious.
Damn straight.
I think that's really all I have to say. So what else did they find out?
Yeah, they take the Tusken Raider, or they take the thing, they blow it up, and he Kaboom. Emerges victorious. And
that shot,
like,
of him when he, like, comes out of it and he blows it up and he, like, lands mm-hmm. and hits the ground. That was awesome.
That's cool. Yeah, after that, I mean, what do they find out? Like, what takes them to the next place? They're like, oh, there's this one person who needs passage, and she said her husband knows where to find a Mandalorian.
That's not the next episode. But yeah, he leaves and he goes back to... That
that's right. That's
pit stop place with that. Do you like that lady?
No, she's fucking terrible.
Yeah,
she's
hate
a bad
her.
Actress.
She's annoying.
Yeah,
as fuck.
And I'm hoping
I like it medium rare. Don't overcook it.
Yeah, they look. Those droids look okay.
Yeah,
I think they looked better in 2002 when or 99 when the Phantom Menace came out. But
yeah,
it is what it is.
It's
a good. It's a good show. It really is. But there are just some moments that really take me out of it. Like mm-hmm. her. I think she's a bad actress. I really do.
I don't care for her either.
Yeah.
Just
her delivery and, like, she overacts, like, you know, I don't really know.
Yeah, I'm sassy and I work on ships and I got my droids and...
Oh, my God. But the aliens in this show, fucking great. But most of the time, it's like their heads look really good and their hands look really good. But then their body just looks like a normal human body. Mm-hmm. Like, put some padding under there. Like, really mm-hmm. make them, fill them out, you know?
Fill up the space.
Right.
What is that? Oh, that's pretty much it.
It's good. I can't
wait. It's cool to be back on Tatooine, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, right?
We've been on.
But they've been there, like, 3 or 4 times now, you know, just in the show.
Did he go to Tatooine in season 1?
Yeah, I think so, because we met that girl in season 1.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
What did he go to Tatooine for?
I can't even remember. To find the baby. Wasn't the baby there?
Nah, the baby wasn't on Tatooine. It was on that bounty planet.
Bounty planet.
Where right. Carl Weathers was.
Yeah. Where was that?
Yeah, he's directing the next episode, I think.
Carl Weathers?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He's directed, like, a lot of TV, I guess.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway. How long is this? Where are we at time wise?
We're right at the sweet spot.
Which
14
is?
Minutes.
Oh yeah, that's the episode, guys. but yeah, I mean, I don't really have much else to say. It was fun.
Either.
It was a fun reintroduction back in. This is supposed to be episode 10.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be like continuous. It didn't really feel continuous.
So
from,
does that
from
mean
the
like,
season finale? Oh yeah, he's got his jetpack still. Mm-hmm. Super cool with that.
Yeah, does this mean that we're only going to get, like, 20 episodes and the show's done? Because, like, you can't see
well,
it going to episode 158.
How many episodes are slated for this season?
I have no clue.
Dude, Ludwig Göransson, the guy that scores this.
Game
of
Thrones? Yeah.
No, he scored Tenet. Tenet.
There it is.
Creed. Fruitvale Station. He's doing that new movie, Judas and the Black Messiah.
Never heard of it. Oh wait, yes, you showed me that trailer. Yeah.
What am I doing? Oh, The Mandalorian. Yeah. He's scoring that. I love him, man.
Yeah, he's got good music. Some of the music does feel like really like heavy metal kind mm-hmm. of stuff. It's totally different than anything we've ever heard before.
Very modern,
Wars.
But like also very
right.
Star Wars. So there's only 8 episodes this season.
Shoo.
How many were there? Season 1.
About
8.
That, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Damn.
I'll take what I can get.
I will too.
It's amazing that, you know, TV is delivering better Star Wars than the movies these days.
It depends on who you ask, Chance.
You don't think so? That there's like actual, you know, like story here and like somebody's actually.
No, I do. I think that there's story and stuff. But I do love The Force Awakens.
Yeah, I do like The Force Awakens.
Yeah, even The Last Jedi, I've come around.
I actually like
it. It's okay.
I never disliked the, I dislike parts of it.
Yeah, I hated it as a solo film.
I think,
but as a whole,
all of it's good.
No, I'm sorry.
Except
reverse that.
They wasted Finn and Rose's character with all that Canto Bite shit. Yep. It was completely
sure
unnecessary. I don't understand why people are upset about like Luke's character. Like Luke has always been a very reactionary person.
That's true.
And like Yoda said in the movie, I mean, like, you always look into the horizon and not like right here, right now. And Luke's always been like that. Mm-hmm. So I mean, like, I'm sorry that he's not like this god that you like, the greatest man that ever walked the galaxy. He's flawed.
He's no Jesus Christ. Guys, have you...
Jesus never got his hand cut off.
Have you ever heard about Jesus Christ? Let me tell you about Jesus Christ.
Let me tell you about our Lord and Savior, the Messiah.
Guys, that's the show. These are going to be micro episodes. About 15, 20 minutes long, just kind of recapping. And give us a listen.
Only about 5 minutes of actual content about the show. Right. The rest of it's just us rambling.
Yeah. But that's what you came here for.
Talking about Jesus.
Talking about Jesus and doing your favorite thing, abruptly ending.
Yes, good, good.